Hello friends, welcome back for another off-the-cuff chat with me, FPL Mez. In today's episode, I'll run through where I landed after game week one and what my plans are for game week two. So grab your drinks and snacks and enjoy the episode. So before I get stuck into how my first game week of the 24-25 season went, I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself and my show off the cuff, especially for those of you that are tuning in for the first time. So my name is Mira, I live in Sydney, I'm originally from the UK, and this is my fourth season of playing FPL. It's been a decent start for me overall playing FPL, and the best season I've had so far is the 22-23 season where I finished 2.5k overall. I started my show on Twitter Spaces to have a casual ramble about my FPL journey, basically to share the highs and lows. And if you've been playing FPL for a long time, you know that there's plenty of highs and lows. Since then, I've been keeping a video and audio diary of my season. It's super casual, very relaxed, unscripted, very off the cuff. And all I've been doing is sharing my progress, strategy, transfers, and insights along the way. Last season, I was very fortunate to bring some guests on the show as well from the FPL community. So I had Pras from FPL Wire, had FPL Black Wolf, FPL Fran, and many of the incredible Australian FPL community as well. It's been so good to hear diverse perspectives and expertise from them, and I've been learning lots along the way, and I really hope that you have as well if you've tuned in previously. These are not meant to be stats or data heavy. There's plenty of great FPL content out there if that's what you're looking for. Off the cuff is lighthearted, it's conversational, it's to provide a different perspective. Lastly, I love hearing from you guys. I love hearing from the FPL community. So please drop me some comments and feedback. Please do like and subscribe. I truly appreciate your support. Now that all of that is out of the way, let's get stuck into how my game week one went. So for those of you that have been following my FPL journey so far, you'll know that I love using post-it notes to do my planning, and I love the planning part of FPL as well. So I'll just pop down some thoughts and ideas, chip strategies, players that I want to bring in, players that I want to remove. I'll pop them on a post-it note, usually put them on a physical sort of whiteboard. If you're watching the video, you could probably see it behind me. However, this time round and last season, I started using a virtual board, so I'll be doing the same this season as well. It's very, very similar. I can take some screenshots, pop them on this virtual board, put some post-it notes around it, share my pre-game week thoughts, share my post-game week thoughts as well, and use the board through my video and audio journal of how my season is going. So this season, and like every season, I've gone with a name that's related to Liverpool. So I'm a huge Liverpool supporter. And last season, I think I had Mac to the Future as my team. And this season, I decided to go with a few good slots. I think I actually started with Gakpocalypse Now and then realized that that would be an absolute mouthful. So I decided to change the name and I've gone with a few good slots to commemorate Arne Slot's first season. Every season, I like to have a bit of a goal that I'm sort of striving for. I think the last couple of seasons, I've had something along the lines of 500k and then about 250k. Last season, I ended the season around 64k. So this season, I thought it'd be nice to have a goal of 100k again and see if I can aim for that. Also, to keep track of my season, I've been using FPL, or live FPL even. And there's plenty of other, you know, really good tools out there and you know, like to get some stats and data about your season or your game week and how it's going. So I've been using live FPL, really like it, but I'll probably change it up and use different sort of products along the way as well as I go. This season has been a bit of a challenge from a price point of view. I'd like to say that it was really well priced so far. Like I'm amazed with how challenging it was and how different all of our teams are looking as well this season. So I really wanted to bring in Salah, I really wanted to bring in Haaland, I really wanted Saka, I really wanted Trent, and I really wanted, you know, a Arsenal defender or two even. But I found it very challenging to try and draft everyone in. So unfortunately, my team wasn't as super balanced as I hoped it would be, just because those price points are quite challenging to cram everyone in. And yeah, so well done to, you know, FPL. They've done a really good job of the pricing this season. So yeah, just to kind of share with you my game week one teams, I have Henderson in goal. I've got Pedro Porro, Gabriel and Kwanzaa in my back line. I have Salah, Smith Rowe, Murphy, and Jota in midfield. And then I've got Havertz, Isak, Haaland in my forward line. And on the bench, I've got Bentley as my second goalkeeper. Just went with a 4 mil goalkeeper. Wasn't thinking too hard about it. I've got Robinson as well in my defence. I've got Winks in my midfield. And I've got Johnson in my defence as well, who stayed on the bench for me in game week one. I decided to go with Havertz mostly because I wanted Arsenal cover, and obviously I could not fit, you know, Saka into the team. I thought Havertz played really well last season, and it looked like he had a decent preseason as well. I haven't really been following much of preseason just because, you know, it's been hectic last couple of months during the break. For me, I did a fair bit of travel. I went back to the UK as well, spent some time with my family, but then I came back to a lot of work. So I wasn't able to focus in on how preseason went in as much detail as I did last season, for instance. So I saw that Havertz had done decently, so I went with Havertz as my sort of only Arsenal attacking option. And instead of going like a double Arsenal defence as well, just because, again, you know, some of the Arsenal fixtures didn't really look great for going double Arsenal defence. And I noticed quite a few teams not even having any Arsenal players as well. So that was quite challenging for me to go into game week one and not having any. So I decided to just go with Havertz and Gabriel from Arsenal. And Havertz did great. I think he matched Saka's 12 points. Saka was the killer for me this game week, given that I didn't have him. But Havertz matching Saka was fantastic. And the gains were, you know, were great as well. So really happy with that. But Saka looked so good. So I think that's the only thing that sort of worries me a little bit going into, you know, the next game week and all the next couple of game weeks, because the way I've structured my team, it means I can't bring Saka in at present. So yeah, I'm going to have to just hope that Havertz keeps getting returns and I can cover, you know, my Arsenal attack with having Havertz there. I went with Isak captaincy, but as you can see, like on my board, I was thinking about Salah captaincy as well, but ended up going with Isak in the end, just because it was a home fixture. It was Southampton, newly promoted site, newly promoted team even. And so I thought it'll be really good to play it a little bit safe and just have Isak as captain there. But yeah, right at the end, I was very close to switching over to Salah, but it's a shame that I didn't. And that's okay. We sort of live and learn, and I don't regret those decisions either. So yeah, but look, it was a really, really good start for me this season. And look, I guess when we say what is a good start, it's not just about the first game week. So despite sort of the first game week being decent, scoring 73 points, really happy with that. We don't like to talk about rank so early on in the season as well. At least, you know, it's irrelevant, I think, just because everyone is so closely packed together and everything is so tight, you know, in the first couple of game weeks at the very least. But, you know, to finish in the first game week in top 1 million, I'm really happy with that. I think it was very similar last season as well, which is why I'm saying that it's not just about the first game week. Of course, first game week is really important, but it's the subsequent game weeks after that as well, at least for the first sort of 10 game weeks or so, is where you can truly calculate if you've had a good start to the season or not. So, yep, happy with the green arrow. It was about like a margin of 13 points or something like that. Yeah, really happy with that. My safety score was about 60 points, got 73. Couldn't really complain. I had quite a few differentials, actually. So I was a bit surprised by how many differentials I ended up having. So Havertz was obviously a differential for me. Jacob Murphy being a differential as well. I really wanted Gordon in the team, but decided, you know, to go Murphy just because from a price point of view, it was a real shame that he got subbed off so early due to the red card that Fabian Scher got. And then I've got Smith Rowe as well in the team. So again, you know, from a price point of view, really good price point, 5.5 mil, same as Murphy. But he got subbed off quite early as well. So I thought he looked pretty good, and hopefully he'll, you know, continue getting 60 plus minutes into the next couple of game weeks, just because Fulham do have some good fixtures coming up as well. But he didn't really return. Although you could argue that 3 points is a decent return as well. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But let's just hope that he does better, you know, over the next couple of game weeks. Gabriel, look, I went Gabriel all over again, like after Gabriel Gate last season. It was very close between Saliba and Gabriel for me. Decided to go Gabriel mostly because he was a differential. And so, yeah, hopefully it won't come back to bite me. But yeah, I've got Gabriel there as my Arsenal defense there as a differential. From a threats point of view, Trent was always going to be a threat. I was really surprised to see how many teams that he appeared in after the deadline has passed. So Trent is huge differential, I imagine, for many other teams. But yeah, it's going to be a killer for me each game week because I can't afford to bring Trent in unless I make two transfers later on and take, you know, one of my forwards out, or take Salah out, or take Haaland out. I'm not sure what I'll do there, and I'm not sure how much I'm going to want Trent. So yeah, I'll have to, you know, work that out. Saka is another a threat for me as well. Eze and Nkunku and Solanke, I was quite surprised about as well, given how late his transfer came in. But of course, Spurs had some really good fixtures, so it would have made sense to bring Solanke in as well. Couple of my post game week thoughts. Of course, you know, Kwanzaa went off after half time, which was a huge bummer. And he's now dropped in price as well, so not ideal. Really, yeah, it's a tough one because I really wanted to have Liverpool defence, and Kwanzaa was my only way in for Liverpool defence. I have no money left in the bank, and now, you know, Kwanzaa's dropped down to 4.4 mil as well. Not ideal whatsoever, but very little I can do about it. I didn't transfer him out and go for like a short-term option in Rico Lewis, which I think many FPL managers went down that direction as well. But yeah, look, I decided not to make a transfer, mostly because I wanted two free transfers going into game week three, and also start thinking about, you know, game week four. My current strategy is wildcard six at the moment, so I'm not 100% sure if that will be the case, but that's what I'm sort of keeping in mind and just having there as a bit of a, you know, way, like a strategy to move forward with. That might change, of course, as well. So yeah, haven't fully decided. Saka did look really good, as I mentioned earlier. And yeah, so just a couple of post-game week thoughts here. He looked phenomenal. I was very nervous every time he had the ball as well. I was very happy that Havertz got some of those returns as well. And of course, you know, Trent was on my radar as well. But I had very much in mind to roll the transfer, not because I was being stubborn about like the Kwanzaa sub and his minutes that were, you know, a risk. And even now we know that Kwanzaa may be injured and won't be available against Brentford on the weekend. It was mostly because, yeah, I've got enough cover to play Robinson in game week two. So I decided not to bother, you know, making a transfer. Over here on the screen as well, I like using this, I think it's called FPL Optimized. It's a really good way to sort of, you know, look at what was expected for you going into the game week and what you sort of realized as well. Not something that I pay too much attention to, but yeah, something useful to have a look at when I sort of go further down the line, 10 game weeks in, 20 game weeks in, or when I look back at my season as well to work out, you know, how things progressed and did I sort of meet the average expected points. Honestly, I don't like playing FPL using sort of expected points only. I like watching football, so I like, you know, watching the games and doing the eye test myself, and trying my best to balance, you know, a bit of data with also how players are playing, a little bit of the psychological aspects of it as well. And, you know, so going into game week two, where I'll share where I'm thinking about potentially triple captaining Haaland as well. Yeah, it's definitely on my mind, you know, with that. So I'll actually talk to you about my game week two and what I'm thinking as well. And yeah, and you can tell me whether I'm mad for triple captaining Haaland or not in the comments. Yeah, please do let me know. Let me know what you think. And while you're there as well, you know, please do subscribe. Please do like the video as well if you like this type of content. It is super rambly, and as I mentioned at the beginning of this video as well, it's very much about sharing my FPL journey. So if you like this kind of content, please do like and subscribe. So looking at game week two, as I mentioned, I'm fortunate enough to take Kwanzaa out and put him on the bench at the moment. Look, he's on my first bench at the moment, but obviously I now know that he's probably not going to be available at all against Brentford. So I'll probably move him to second bench or third bench now that I know that. Look, at this stage, I'm thinking that I'll play Henderson in goal. I'll have Porro. Hopefully he's fine. It sounds like he's okay from the presser that Ange did. And I'll have Gabriel in the back line there, along with Robinson, who has Leicester this game week. In my midfield, I'll have Jota, Murphy, Smith Rowe, and Salah. In my forward line, I'll have Isak, Havertz, and Haaland. And Haaland is my captain for this game week. Interestingly, when I was looking at FPL review just to work out what the predicted points looked like for this game week, Haaland was on 8.9 points roughly, and Salah was on about 8.1. So it is pretty close between Haaland and Salah. But look, I have to admit, I am thinking about triple captaincy as well. So hear me out. The reason why I'm thinking triple captaincy is because, look, there's no other distractions for Haaland. Haaland's had a really good preseason as well. He's not had the Euros. He's been rested. It's a really good home fixture for City as well. It's Ipswich, you know. And so, look, I'm not saying that Ipswich has a terrible defence or they're a crap team or anything like that. It's just the first home game week for City, and Haaland has been great. And it's Haaland. He could easily get three goals. He could get five goals. We just don't know. Given that this season there may be limited number of, you know, double game weeks where we might want to play the triple captaincy chip, I think that this game week might be a really good game week to play if you're thinking about it. We then go into, you know, international break, and then of course UCL will start as well. So there's going to be some rotation along the way. There'll be a little bit of tiredness and fatigue sort of setting in as the season sort of progresses. So that's the only reason why I'm thinking maybe Haaland triple captaincy this game week could be a good shout. I'm not 100% convinced, and it's probably going to be a very last minute decision for me. Maybe I'll leave it till, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes before the deadline, and provided the website doesn't crash as well. I'll leave it very last minute decision and just on gut feeling and vibes. And I like to play that way as well. I like making some last minute decisions. I like sort of going for a different captaincy and picking some differential players along the way. And I want to do more of that this season as well. So, yeah, look, at the moment, I'm thinking about it. I'm not 100% convinced. This is how my game week two is looking. So on the bench, I'll have Kwanzaa, Winks, and Johnson. Happy to not make a transfer. Really happy with the team so far. Like I mentioned, I finished at sort of, you know, within the 1 mil mark. Not that important just because we're so tightly packed together. But couldn't complain either. So yeah, look, that's how my game week one is looking at the moment. So that's it. That's my game week one review and how my game week two is looking for the weekend. So this is the first time this season I'm doing a FPL video rather than doing a stream. I love doing the live streams just because I get that engagement from all of you as well. I did do a live stream with some of our FPL community over here in Australia, and that was a lot of fun. You know, had a lot of fun doing that. And I'll try and bring on more guests along the way as well. That's basically it. So let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of my team. Who are you captaining? I'd love to know. I love reading the comments. So, and I'll always reply to you as well. So let me know what you're thinking. Let me know if you think that I should triple captain or not. Thank you for tuning in. Please do like and subscribe. And hopefully I'll catch you next week for the next one. Take care. Thank you.